I just want to say, if you want to be gay, just know me a sing. Then you go like, oh, mata punk bitches li banda, oh.
I just want to show you guys my shoe. I totally didn't just take off my shoe.
He died though. Rest in peace.
Oh, I thought you said shout out Pummy Bhai. Oh, my bad.
Shout out Pummy Bhai.
Shout out Pummy Bhai.
OG man.
Shout out.
Shishi.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to the first ever episode of Brown Boy Pods, man. I'm Paris, and I'm one of the hosts of Round Boy Pods, and thank you guys for tuning in, man. Thank you guys for clicking into this podcast. It's about to be a good podcast, bro. We're going to talk about some funny shit. We're going to talk about some stressful shit, some controversial shit. Yeah, definitely going to talk about some controversial shit, bro. All right, but before I do that, before we get into the podcast, man, I want to introduce someone very special, someone close to my heart. I fucking did it again, bro. It's like the third time. That's so gay. I'm going to definitely cut that part out. Or do you want it?
I do, man.
Okay. Everybody, welcome Monik Fuller to the podcast. What's up, brother?
Good, brother. How are you?
All right, man. You bring up one of your topics.
One of the topics I'm going to talk about is artists these days. Like, the artists who just come up with their own songs.
Yeah.
Do the compositions, good lyrics and everything. Yeah. But they don't get the recognition they need.
So, like, underrated artists, eh?
Underrated artists.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, bro, there's so many. There's so many, like, man, good artists out
one
there.
One of the biggest underrated artists is Navan Sandhu.
Like Navan Sandhu? Feel like he's big time now.
No, he doesn't get the fame he deserves. That's true. Like, Sukha gets more fame than Navan Sandhu.
Well, Sukha's a sexy guy, bro. What are you saying?
Navan's more sexy than me.
Yeah, okay, Navan Sandhu's good, bro. But he's been out for, like, bare time now, right? Like, I think the first...
2018, 2019.
Yeah, the first song I heard of his was during COVID time.
Yeah.
That's around the time that Shubh came, too. So, yeah, bro.
Shubh came after Navan Sandhu.
Okay.
Shubh released Vidoland. And I think it was, like, at 100,000 views when me and my buddy discovered Shubh.
Yeah.
And then he released...
So you're single-handedly responsible for Shubh being... You guys heard it first. Okay.
And then Shubh released Elevated.
Yeah.
We loved it. And then Shubh just blew up, man.
Bro, that guy's just been like this, just on a straight, like incline, bro.
Who are you?
What's that saying? Like, Navan Sandhu, right? Like, yeah, he's underrated. Like, thoda underrated hai ga, but... I feel like compared to other underrated artists that are like barely getting like views.
Yeah.
Like. Which guy?
The one you said the producer nahi vadiya. But his voice was good.
Yeah, bro. This is a controversial take, bro. Fuck. What's his name again?
His name's Raja G. His song G Cast. I love it.
G Cast. All right, yo. Yeah, you pulled that. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, that was a good song. See, that's what I'm saying, bro. If some people get the facilities that they need.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, with their voice.
It's not even facilities, man. Like, they need some big name to hear their songs.
That's true.
Or, like, to be with them.
Yeah.
Like, now we talk about Sidhu. Like, Sidhu was always helping other people come up. Like, he helped Prem Tillo. Like,
that's true.
I know Prem Tillo from Sidhu.
Big
I know
time.
Prem Tillo
yeah,
from Sidhu. Shudra Kalo from Sidhu.
Yeah.
Naseeb from Sidhu.
Yeah. Oh, Naseeb. We're gonna get that into. Yeah. We're gonna get into that later. Everybody, go look at my shirt first. You already know what the topic is gonna be, right? All right. But yeah. Okay. There's like artists out there. Like personally, right? I know. My friend Brub. Right. 945.
I mean, he got his fame.
Shout out Brub Singh. 945. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like this guy, he released so many songs before 945. Right. But they were really good. Like his songs, Shan Shan was sick, right? His songs were really, really, really good, right? But he didn't get as many plays as he did, obviously, as much as he did on
945.
Bro, 945 blew up on TikTok, and he has, I think, over 100 million like plays on Spotify.
Every video, man, like last year, every video, in summertime, no pantali.
Yeah,
pantali,
bro.
Like everything.
Yo, it was so sick to see, because you see someone, like you've met him before. Like he used to come to our Bhangra practices, right? Yeah. He used to dance with us, and buddy just blew up one day, bro. And it was so sick, bro. And I remember sharing that song too, like right before like it blew up. Bro, fuck. This guy made it big time. I'm so happy for him. And you know what it is? But I feel like, see, that's another thing. Like, if you're an underrated artist and you use like social media, that's another way to like throw shit out there,
you
right?
You need to like post TikToks or some reels.
Yeah, man.
Like jay ote post karte ho, then you guys get your views from there.
That's a good thing, yeah. But ek aur cheez hai na, jo underrated artist ha. Like the ones that don't get any plays, like their music is so good.
They need some big collabs.
Yeah, but it's like at the end of the day, it's all money, right?
Like, man, see Vicky's a good singer.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Vicky before he like
top
collabed with Karan Aujla somewhat.
Yeah.
So like he gave some songs to Karan Aujla.
Wait, Vicky the
guy with Top Notch.
The Top Notch Kapoor. Yeah, okay, yeah, that guy's sick.
He's sick, man. Like his songs are very good.
Yeah.
But I knew him from Karan Aujla and Top Notch Kapoor, that's it.
Wait, only Karan Aujla gaane likhe?
They're friends.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. That's sick. Man, see, okay. We're gonna talk about the Nasib thing in a minute. Like I just have some like Nasib. I got some ranting to do, bro.
Nah, but man, Mr. Tata already did it.
Oh no, we're gonna talk about that too. Okay, no. Well, you know what my thing is with like up and coming artists and stuff? I don't hate up and coming artists already.
I don't.
But I hate our community for not supporting the up and coming artists. Man. We talked about this in our little pre episode, what do you call it? The pilot episode, right? Okay, like apne anu gaani badal dinde.
Man, it's like apne aaj apne wali racism.
Yeah, 100%.
Man, if you go to the movie Yes I Am Student, yeah, Sadhu, it clearly shows jede purane aaye hai, they're like nave Punjabi ke baare, like new Punjabis, why they're coming in.
Yeah.
Like man, at one time you were a new Punjabi too.
Yeah, that's true. Like we hate on each other so much, especially okay, in terms of music, right? Like how we were talking about. In terms of music, when apne si like apne releasing songs,
they just,
bro, they get so jealous. It's because you guys can't, you guys don't do shit, right? Like yeah, if you're scared to do shit, don't hate someone like when they're trying to make a life, right? When they're trying to do something that they love. I see it all the time, bro.
Yeah,
like aapo darde hunde ya kuch karan to hai na te samne walon vi rokde ya kyun je eh je main nahi kar sakda kyun karunga.
I listen to all like underrated artists. Jo mere samne ko gaana aanda on Spotify, oh, there's something new for you, I listen to it.
Yeah,
jo mainu vadhiya lagda, just share it to my friends. Like, sare suno, this guy needs fame.
Yeah.
Jai mainu nahi vadhiya lagda, I don't say anything. I'm like, okay, not good. Maybe next
time. Just give everyone a chance. Give us a chance too. I give everyone a chance at the end of the day. That's what it is, right? Like, Jai Hon, if you look at someone and you think, this guy deserves to be famous, but fuck this guy for doing something that I wanted to do,
yeah,
so I'm not going to share it. You know what I mean? There's people like that out there. Then you're an asshole, bro. Straight up. Like, I have nothing else to say. Like, just like if you see someone that has talent and they're trying to do something that they're passionate about, bro, tardaki banda, especially people that you know, right, that are doing this stuff, tardaki janda, bro.
Just support share them, man. Just share it, like it, download it if you have Spotify.
Yeah, YouTube, just like music. You should download this podcast and like this podcast wherever you guys get your podcast. Yeah, man. But okay, let's get into the Diljit thing. Okay, first of all, I want to make this clear. I'm gonna take a neutral stand, right? I'm gonna take a neutral stand, right?
I'm gonna take a good stand because I have Santji on here.
Santji, shout out Santji. I don't know why I said that.
All the Santji's here, buddy. I'm taking a neutral stand.
Okay, Tika, maybe. Yes. Got Diljit Baba on me, bro.
The Baba Diljit.
Okay, for all the audio listeners, I'm wearing a Diljit shirt. Wait, no, I'm definitely not wearing a Diljit shirt. Okay. Do you wanna give everyone a little spiel of what happened?
Okay, so this started like a year ago.
Wait, it's Naseeb, that old?
When Naseeb said things about Sadhu.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
It all like comes together.
Yeah.
So what Naseeb did was, Naseeb, I knew you from Sadhu, and main tere gaane bhi sune. Everything, man. Desi Boys, Pindale Munde, EP with Ikki, the singles with Ikki, like everything, man. I loved it. But the moment you said things about Sadhu and you said things about Pug, like tu Pug Banda for bitches.
For the bitches.
Man, no.
Fuck you, bro.
Fuck like you, man. Like, I think one day I see guys getting their hair trimmed, saying Kabal Gatam. They're like, oh, bitches. And tu sharam kar la yaar, Pug Banda. Just be like, Rab Da
Banda. Yo, clip it.
Just be like, Rab Da Banda.
Yeah, 100%. That's what it is, right? At the end of the day, when you say, "Bro, I'll tell you that Diljit nu aunda nahi paath, Diljit nu aa nahi aunda," 2014 di video share karni hai, bro. Ek gal sun meri. Bro, teriyan badiyan podcasters hai, bro. I
can just pull it up.
Pull up his podcast, bro. This guy says so much stupid shit, and I know this motherfucker's gonna see this too, right?
Because
I
know this
motherfucker's gonna see this. And
phir inne kehna ki,
bro, I'm just enjoying my time, bro.
Bro, main ta bitches nahi karta.
You know, fucking stupid ass motherfucker, bro.
English bhi ho ji bolda ki addi pishaddi ji aundi nahi aundi. Punjabi bhi ho ji. Na idro da na udhar da. Like Sunny Malte te naal vadhiya Punjabi bol lenda.
Bro?
Bro, lassi pitiya.
No, bro. Okay. You know what the thing is? Okay,
love you, Sunny Malte.
Yeah, bro. Shout out Sunny Malte, bro. Oh, yeah. We're going to use this song for our intro, too.
Which one?
The I'm a brown boy. I'm a brown boy. Hey, but okay, despite that, right? Okay, the thing that bothered me the most with Naseeb is a banda controversy taan chalda te sade koi gaane nahi sunda hun jehde nawan ne gaana kadya.
Right? I don't even know, man.
He has a new song called Tu Nahi Punjab. Obviously, you know why he...
Tu Nahi
Punjab. Like, no, that's his new song, right? Tu Nahi Punjab. And why did he make it? Because Diljit has a song called Main Hoon Punjab, right? Like, so... But how many of you... How many of you actually know that this song exists? Comment down below. Like, how many of you actually knew?
I don't know.
See?
And I stay on Spotify like 10 hours a day.
Yeah. See, okay. That's another thing, right? Oda gaana koi sun nahi reha. Eh bandar nu eh nahi samajh aundi ke hun je aapa baar baar... apne gaane kaddi jao. Okay, Naseeb, I'm going to give you your credit. You had 6 songs, Akal, Midnight Mob, right? One of my favorites, those two, right?
Desi Munde.
My favorite. Desi Munde. Yeah. I fucking love that shit, right? See, aap badhiya gaane si tere, bhai. Je hun tu kaddi janda, te tu Diljit na pange lenda, lokaan ne tere gaane sunne si. Hun tu kinne lokaan nu paisa kita, ke tere gaane lokaan ne sunne
hadde. I know Punjabi rap is not that big, but you gotta stay humble. Punjabi rap... Shout out to Sikandar Kalo, one of my favorite Punjabi rappers.
Yeah,
like see. That guy doesn't do any beefs.
Yeah.
Like starting to Nikitiya, like 2012, 2013. But now I've been listening to him since 2019.
Yeah.
Koi beef nahi hai, koi kosh nahi hai.
Yeah.
Just apna kaam karta, chill karta. He just releases a song like every month.
Yeah.
Har dooje mahine album kaddi hundi. He has 24 albums, Naseeb. 24 albums.
Hey, he's talking right to you, brother.
24 albums, buddy.
Okay, you know what Naseeb's gonna like if this does go viral, right? You know Naseeb's gonna say, "Main sara kuch panthli kita." Bhai tu kuch nahi panthli kita. Tu ta jinniyan teriyan na gandiyan gallan internet te paiyan sadya kudiyan de vich message karda kudiyan nu gaane ch nachauna. Bro, you can't say that you're doing everything for the panth if you have songs where you swear, right?
Ek gall hai. Everything for the panth from Anch. This line from Anch.
Ha bol.
Everything for the panth. This buddy wants to do run that.
Now everyone's gonna ask me what the fuck were they talking about, right? Okay, as I was saying, I'm gonna go back to what I was saying, right? Like for Naseeb, right? Ek kahuga ki main sara kuch panth li kita, hai na? He's gonna say that he's gonna do everything for the panth. Bro, jinia gaala tu apne gaane ch kadda, jinia kudiyan nu tu gaane ch nachaya, bhai ap tu dass mainu kithe likhya apne Guru Granth Sahib ji ch kya kuch kar sakde hain? Hain? Tu dass apne culture ch hega sara ki apa takke rehna, hai na? Like that's our main thing, right? Like bro, like appa liyaaj rakhde hain cheezan da, right? If this guy just goes out there and he's talking about, oh, I do shit for the bitches, I do shit for buddy, all this shit,
it's not even shit for bitches, he's like pag banda bitches li.
Yeah bro, come on man. Like okay, buddy. I'm main single ban raha hun, right? You know this, right? I'm growing my hair out like right now hun main chal theek hai parna nahi banya, right? That maafi ho, like straight up, right? Like
next time
I will, right? Aur I'm in the process of learning what it means to be a singer, right? ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਨਾ ਡਾਈਵ ਕਰਨਾ ਵਿੱਚ, ਹੈ ਨਾ? ਜਿੰਨੀ ਦੇਰ ਲਈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਜਾਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਹੈਗਾ, ਜਿੰਨੀ ਦੇਰ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ, ਰਹੇ ਉਨੀ ਦੇਰ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਹਾਂ, ਰਹੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਮੈਂ ਚੱਜ ਨਾ ਕਰਿਆ, ਲਾਈਕ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਮੋਨਾ ਸਿੰਘ, ਰਹੇ ਮੈਂ ਹੈਗਾ ਸਿੱਖ, ਹੈ ਨਾ? ਮੈਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਰਿਹਾ, ਆਮ ਨਾਟ ਜਸ ਗੋਨਾ ਫਕਿੰਗ ਟਾਈ ਮਾਈ ਪਗ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਬਿਚਸ ਬ੍ਰੋ। ਯਾ ਐਗਜ਼ੈਕਟਲੀ, ਰਾਈਟ? ਹੁਣ ਬਈ ਯਾਰ ਇਹ ਬੰਦਾ ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਫੁੱਦੂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ, ਹੈ ਨਾ?
ਮੀ ਮਾਈ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ, ਓਕੇ, ਮਾਈ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਸਿੰਗ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ, ਫਿਰ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਜਸਟ ਸਮ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਪਾਪਾ ਨੇ ਯੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਾਲ ਕਟਾ ਤੇ, ਤਾਇਆ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਕਟਾ ਤੇ, ਲਾਈਕ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ, ਦੈਨ ਮੀ ਕਮਸ ਔਨ, ਮੈਂ ਲਾਈਕ ਗ੍ਰੇਡ 1 ਪਹਿਲੀ 'ਚ, ਉਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਵਾਲ ਰੱਖਣੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤੇ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਮੀ, ਦੈਨ ਮੀ ਮਾਈ ਬ੍ਰਦਰਸ, ਮਾਈ ਕਜ਼ਨਸ, ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਪਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਤਾਇਆ ਜੀ, ਲਾਈਕ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ ਟਾਈਜ਼ ਅ ਪਰਨਾ ਐਂਡ ਪਾਕ ਟੂਡੇ। That's it. ਇਹ ਮੈਂ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ ਲਈ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਕੀਤਾ, ਇਟਸ ਫੋਰ ਮੀ ਮੈਨ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵਧੀਆ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਪੱਗ ਬੰਨੀ। ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਹਾਈ ਸਕੂਲ ਹੇਅਰ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਪੱਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੰਨਦਾ, ਮੈਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਪੱਗ ਬੰਨ ਕੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੀ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ, ਪੀਪਲ ਨਿਊ ਮੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਈ ਪੱਗ, ਲਾਈਕ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਉਹ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਆ, ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਦੇ
ਡੋਨਟ ਨੋ ਮਾਈ ਨੇਮ, ਵੇਟ ਵੇਟ ਪਾਜ਼ ਪਾਜ਼, ਦੇ ਨਿਊ ਹਿਮ ਕਜ਼ ਹੀ 6'3", ਨਾਉ ਜੋਕਿੰਗ,
ਯਾ 6'3" 2, ਓਕੇ, ਆਮ ਸੌਰੀ, 6'3", ਦੈਨ ਮੈਂ ਪੱਗ ਬੰਨਦਾ ਸੀ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਓ ਦਾ ਬ੍ਰਾਊਨ ਗਾਇ, ਦਾ ਟਾਲ ਬ੍ਰਾਊਨ ਗਾਇ,
ਯਾ ਓਕੇ, ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵਾਟ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼, ਹੁਣ ਨਸੀਬ ਬਾਈ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੰਟਰੋਵਰਸੀਲੀ ਕਰਦਾ, ਹੈ ਨਾ? ਲੋਕ ਕਦੇ 2-4 ਹੋਰ ਗਾਣੇ ਸੁਣ ਲੂਗੇ, ਪਰ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸੁਣਨੇ ਸੀ ਹੁਣ ਐਕਸਟਰਾ ਹੇਟ ਵਾਲੇ ਗਾਣੇ।
ਮੀ ਹਾਂ, ਆਈ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਲਵ ਨਸੀਬ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸਿੱਧੂ,
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਫਰਮ ਅ ਸਿੰਗ,
ਕਮਿੰਗ ਫਰਮ ਮੀ,
ਕਮਿੰਗ ਫਰਮ ਅ ਸਿੰਗ ਬ੍ਰੋ, ਵੈਰੀ ਕ੍ਰੈਡੀਬਲ ਸੋਰਸ।
ਸੋ ਨਸੀਬ ਸੌਂਗਸ ਵਰ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਡੇਲੀ ਰੋਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸਿੱਧੂ ਐਂਡ ਪਾ,
ਯਾ
After that, main hun sunda
nahi. Tere kalle kalle gaane te delete ho
rahe. Nothing is on my Spotify.
Yeah.
Pehle like song se kada paya hoga, but hun there is nothing.
Bro, okay, first of all, macha kyun hai banda kyun sultan nu Diljit ne stage le gaya. Pata hi hai sare nu. Bro, man. Jatt don't care, baby. Straight up. Like, this guy fucked it for himself, right? He's a hateful person that just took it to new heights. And hone de kisi ne gaane sunne nahi. Jinne bhi the fans, right? Think about it. Let's say out of the whole, let's say just a random number. Let's say he has 100,000 fans. Just obviously he probably has more, right? Let's just say he has 100,000 fans, right? I was one of them too.
Yeah.
But now think about it. Of those 100,000 fans, how many were Diljit fans? Because Diljit's such a big name. Probably
90%.
90%,
yeah.
Out of that 100,000, 90,000 love Diljit. And out of those Diljit fans, 45 are probably going to stop listening to you now.
Yeah.
It's all about your image, it's about what you do, brother. And that's what he doesn't think about, right? Enu hega ki main isi passe te aiyan isi passe jaiyan mainu ki pata hun ki pata canada chu bahar nikal jave e pakka ithe pata nahi
nobody knows
okay je hega je nahi hega wapas india chal jana e sare ne politics chal jana pata hi hai e bas
politics
you're going to hear this
I don't want to be blacklisted
okay at the end of the day, I respect Diljit for just like not giving a fuck. This guy obviously had two chas stories paiya na.
Yeah, Diljit replied, but man, all I want to say is Diljit and Sadhu, these two names,
you can't
beat. Inna ne pag nu, they put pag on billboard.
Yeah. Okay, even though Diljit was a munna, pag banda si hamesha baar,
ha na? Yeah, matlab Diljit and Sadhu, they're like role models to me, man. I look up to him.
Yeah.
Sadhu and Diljit.
Yeah.
They have put pug on billboards.
100%, bro.
Like, othe ya pug jithe pehla kabhi nahi si.
100%, bro.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And Naseeb, you have done nothing like that, buddy.
Yo, I swear to God, we've ranted about this motherfucker for like 10 minutes straight. Yeah. Okay, honestly, okay, the when I found out about this beef, I was, okay, like if everyone doesn't know, I danced backstage at the Diljit concert in Calgary, right?
On stage,
yeah. Shout out Tamak Punjabi, shout out Simmer, shout out DP. Back to the topic, right?
Go follow them.
Back to the topic. I found out because Osdin Diljit ne storyan paiya si na. But Diljit ne kada koi video paiya, hai na?
Okay, so what happened was, aaj apa, let me break this down. I broke the Sadhu thing down.
Yeah.
Now this. What Naseeb did, mainu pata nahi si. I found it on TikTok. Naseeb, main teri story nahi vekhda.
Go follow us on TikTok. At Brown Boy Pods.
Main Naseeb teri story nahi vekhda. What I saw was someone posted on TikTok ki Naseeb is saying ki Diljit is Illuminati. Man, Illuminati is... Okay, man, main yeh nahi kehta Illuminati nahi hai ga. I do believe in things like this.
Okay, I'm very.
Yeah, papa, baat liya.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. I want to like keep this up till the end.
And then buddy bro brought up Doja Cat. He's like, oh, Doja Cat bhi fir famous hogi. Doja Cat ne bhi Illuminati ki tha. Buddy, she disappeared. People believe she's a clone, and she's into Illuminati fully.
Yeah.
She has a demon tattoo on back. Like without demon, then I'm karke tattoo on back the. Diljit has nothing like that, but Diljit ne thon case bhi rakh le. He's a man, but
yeah.
Oh, he, if you see on stage, if you are close enough, if you see gaan to pehla bhi and after the show ends,
yeah.
Off mic he says Vaheguru Ekam Kar.
Yeah, he does, bro. I have witnessed to this, bro. I this guy is the most like humble, like, down to earth person I've ever met in my life, bro.
He just mumbles it.
Yeah.
He is religious. He is not. And then Diljit posted a video ki je tonu lagda ki tuhi apna soul vech ke. I reposted it on my story. Huh. It was a good video.
Huh. Like, what was in the video, sorry?
He's like, Diljit was like, je tonu lagda ki apna soul vech ke tonu fame mil sakdi hai, mujhe kuch nahi hunda. It's all hard work. Jo tak tuhi hard work.
He's been in the industry for 22 years, bro.
I'm not even 22 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
He was before. He was in the industry before I was born.
Okay, I was born.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah. Okay, no, but Naseeb, how long has Naseeb been out? 5 years?
6 years. I would say 7 years.
Biba Boys sunda si.
I would say 7 years.
7 years? Okay, but yo, eda inna impact nahi hoya jada Diljit de pehle 7 saal hoya. Chocolate, kinna gana chadya.
Diljit, one of mine and my friend's favorite romantic song, Diljit's Pyar. Straight up works, man.
Fucking happy birthday. No,
joking. iPhone utte video banali.
Yo, that song was like, if that was like the first meme song I've ever heard. You know what I mean? But like, okay, what were we saying? Okay, so Diljit, right?
Yeah.
I respect him for not like taking it too far.
He just
doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's like,
right? And I think that's
Naseeb is not on level with Diljit.
Yeah, he knows that too.
Yeah,
they both know it, right?
They both know it, man. Naseeb de kinne follower
pata
nahi. I don't even know. Diljit de maybe like 10 times more, 20 times more.
Yeah, he's in the tens of millions, right?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, like 10 15 million.
Probably more than that, dog.
Okay, buddy, Naseeb, no hate, but whatever
you
say.
Fuck you. No. We need the smoke, bro. We just started out.
it's like, just stop blaming others and stop saying things.
He's not even blaming, he's just hating, bro.
He is like, oh, Sidhu mere pache pirda si. Sidhu ek aur ta si. Man, Sidhu us time te tere naalo 20 guna vadda si. Sidhu was bigger than you.
Yeah, Sidhu was big in his first year, dog.
Sidhu was big after so high.
You don't
have a hit like so high. So,
yeah, bro. Shut the fuck up, pussy. I'm probably gonna cut that up. Beep. Okay. Okay. Next topic. I think we're done with this, bro.
Yeah, man.
Unless you have more ranting to do. Threw some smoke. Hey, by the way, if Naseeb, you wanna beef us, go ahead, bro. We're a new podcast. We fucking need it.
Story,
Sadi, bro.
Main bhi fir oh jada tenu Aman Ausley ne kita si na roast. Main bhi udda hi fir kalle ne baake video banaya.
Nahi gal suni. App Brown Boy pause. Eh chette rakhi bas. I wanted to ask you this, right? Let's lighten down the mood. Actually, not really lighten down the mood, but I wanted to ask you this. If anyone doesn't know, Manak came from India when? Like
2021,
right?
Yeah.
So
10 years ago. 10 years ago. Around 10
years. So, you know how people in Canada always say, oh, there's no racism, everyone's nice here? How was your experience?
Okay, so what I thought when I came first, when I came first, when I thought I was going to be racism. Like, they won't accept me.
Yeah.
The thing was that in India, I knew what the culture is out.
Yeah.
I knew what clothes are going on, what songs are going on, like everything.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Yeah, that's good. Respect. Respect.
Like, India, it's not even that I started English songs here. Yeah. On the West Coast, all the old songs, I'm English songs in India. Our whole group, Papa, all in India. I knew what songs are going on, old school songs. Like, people do wear skinny things. I don't like skinny things. Skinny jeans are gay.
I never wore skinny jeans.
And wearing your socks or your sweatpants.
Shut the fuck up.
Is gay.
Shut up, bro. No, it's not. It's I only do that at the towards. Gym. I only do that at the gym.
It is gay at gym. Okay. Yeah. So pata si hai na main India to evi nahi ki jive hun India chalda I respect that boot cut jeans straight cut hai na sab kuch chalda. Main India te paunda si oh main India chhad aaya. Yeah. When I came here, my sare kapde nave laye, everything, so I don't feel left up.
Yeah.
People don't do that. People in India, VVTT yaar kharch ke kapde le aande hai, and then just came here and oh, sare kapde kharab ho jande hai.
Sahi gal hai.
If anyone's seeing this, jehda India to aun wala, badi zyada kapde na laya ke aayi, itthe aake laadi, just save that money.
Haan, gal sahi hai.
It's not expensive here.
Jadon tu itthe aaya fir. Like,
yeah.
Kei ye bhi problem hundi hai. Like, I've noticed this. Like I don't want to, like, I know people that came from India. I don't want to say anyone's name, make them feel bad. Sada share kar de bhai, koi na jete
saan de. Share kar de bhi de,
sorry. But jay hon, aonde hai kei, unhoan store nahi pata honda bachare no. Right? Like, they don't know about stores. Unhoan pata nahi kahe jay kapde chal de. But at the end of the day, it's all about looking out, right?
It's all about, man, jay hon, mera koi dost aam da hai na India to. They just called me, they're like, Manak, minu ki lana chida. Mere tein dost aana meri adda gal hui ya. ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਲੈ ਆਇਆ ਐਂਡ ਡੋਨਟ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਸਟਫ
ਓਕੇ
ਇਹਨੂੰ ਹੈਲਪ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਦੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਹਿਣਗੇ ਦੀ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਆਏ ਐਡਮਿੰਟਨ ਵਿਨੀਪੈਗ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਕਿ ਜਸਟ ਕਮ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਏ ਕਲੋਥਸ ਮੈਨ
ਯਾ ਸਮਾਰਟ ਦੈਟਸ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਸਮਾਰਟ
ਲਾਈਕ ਪਜਾਮੇ ਐਂਡ ਲੋਅਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਜੀਨਸ ਇਟਸ ਬੈਟਰ ਟੂ ਬਾਏ ਫਰੋਮ ਹੇਅਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਵਧੀਆ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਨਾਲੋਂ
ਸੁਣ ਲਓ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਆ ਇੱਥੇ ਬਈ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੁਣ ਲਓ
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੇਖਦੇ ਹੋ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸਾਡੀ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਚ ਫੈਨ ਬੇਸ ਆਪਾਂ ਗਰੋ ਕਰਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬੋਲ ਰਹੇ ਆ No, okay. Did you have any stories when you came here? Like, kuch hoya? Like, anything?
Okay, so when I came here, I came in December. Fir main, so Calgary Board of Education, I know, contact kita school waste. So I did my grade 11 from India. They didn't just accept it. They're like, oh, you have to do it again.
Did it twice?
I didn't do everything twice. Like,
couple courses?
Couple courses.
Okay.
Couple grade 10 courses, like social grade 10 and ELA grade 10.
Yeah.
I did some online summer school and everything.
Yeah.
The first semester, like in my classes, I was grade 11. I was in grade 10 classes.
Yeah.
I didn't make much friends. My social class was good. Shout out to the Sings. I'm not going to name them, but...
You got lucky that there were Sings in your class, right?
Just one class. Right? Like, other three classes, I was fucking depressed.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got lucky that you had some Sings with you, right? Yeah. But, like, was there anyone in your high school when you came, or even anyone in Calgary that just, like, was racist to you off the bat because you were from India? They just had some perceptions of you that they thought...
Like, my cousins here, they were pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, I have... Two big cousins, they're like...
I meant like, outsiders. Like, were there anyone being racist to you?
I mean, man, some people were. Like, some people thought I was, like, 30 years old, didn't talk to me. Some people thought I was someone's dad.
I don't blame you guys, don't you?
Some people thought in my high school, like, I was someone's dad. Or I was a teacher or something.
Damn, Daddy Monik, bro. Daddy Kuldeep.
So, odda vadiya si, but I didn't make much friends in first semester.
Yeah.
Like, I had friends. Jadon main aaya si, I had a school tour. Shout out Umar. Umar Lifts. He's a pretty good TikToker, guys. Go follow him.
Shout out Umar.
Umar Lifts. I love you, man.
I love you too. I don't know you, but
he's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend.
Hey, next podcast.
Next podcast, next, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I know, man.
Follow at Umar Lifts.
And Umar helped me a lot. And then I found a group of brown guys. Most of them were born here. And they used to play PUBG. I played PUBG with them. Then I made friends. I had some fights.
You had some fights playing PUBG?
No.
Okay.
Just in the friend group. But I made a good friend. He was like a younger brother to me.
Yeah.
But buddy was... I don't know, man. I don't want to say it. Like,
buddy.
Like, if he sees this, he's going to know I'm talking about him.
Hey, but we're not naming names, so fuck it.
So, man, my high school group was good.
Yeah.
But sare, they were just fudus.
Did you meet Sajjan in high school?
Okay, Sajjan, I met Sajjan, bro. I met Sajjan's brother.
Okay.
I love
those guys are like brothers, bro. Yeah. Those guys are nice guys.
And Manu, Sajjan, the chota bra, vadiya laga.
Yeah.
Like, he was a good friend of mine. He was in my social class, the Sings.
Yeah.
And then I met Sajjan. And then I met Sajjan again in university.
Yeah, that's where I met you guys, too.
Yeah.
Like, so university.
Sajjan is chill, man.
Yeah, what year are you in, sorry? Your second, right?
First.
Sorry, like, you're going into your second, though, right?
Sajjan is going to third year.
Yeah. So, I met you guys in my last year in university. Okay, bro. I'm not that old. But I met you guys in my last year and, you know, right away, like, what?
Gym.
Like, we were like, gym. Like this, bro, yeah. Right? Like, we met in the gym. I needed the leg press. I'm like, yo, you, bro, you using this?
No, it was the lat machine. It was the lat thing.
Lat? No, you know
what I was doing lat.
Yeah.
And you came up to me and like, kidda singh.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is that what happened?
We just
met, yeah, and then I started seeing you in the hallway, we started talking, and then, bro, I realized, this guy's just like me.
No, I'm joking. And then, I found out,
okay, we're back, and then...
And then, we are good friends.
Yeah.
I had a friend group. His friend groups were, like, old uncles, so they graduated.
Yeah, man. Fuck you guys, though. I dropped everyone, dog.
I had a good friend group, like...
Yeah.
So he came with us, we just bonded.
I met you guys. I don't even know how we got into this, but we're going to keep talking about this.
I don't know. It was like friends.
Yeah, like, I got all racism.
Racism friends.
Okay, but like, see, I think it's good to have like a friend group. Like, it's so underrated to have a good friend group, bro. Like, if you have a good friend group, you're going to have a good life.
Okay, in India, I used to have a big ass good friend group.
Yeah.
Phir jadon main itthe aaya, like, phool yoli saare aa gaye.
Yeah.
Just broke up. But still, we talk on phones, chats.
Yeah.
Like, mere birthday day, we did a 2-hour FaceTime, like, raati 12 baje. Buddies in Brampton with 3 baje, and we're like, oh, kidda.
Yeah, well, that's what's up. Like, see, je thode ko badhiya friend group, right? If you have a good friend group, you have a good life. Yeah. No,
I see my parents, good friend group here was tough.
Like,
tough for me.
Like, for my parents, my dad came here in, like, the 70s, right?
Yeah, I know.
My dad came here in the 70s, and he found a good friend group, right? Those guys are still friends till today.
Yeah.
Like, shout out all those guys, bro. Like, we're so, like, close. Like, we're just... It's like, him and his friends are like brothers, right?
Yeah.
Like, how we are, right? And then... You just see it go through generations. Like, I'm friends with their kids, and it keeps going, right? Like, you know what I mean?
So, my dad has some friends here.
Yeah.
Like, Calgary.
Yeah.
He spent most of his life in, like, Punjab and Australia. He was in Australia before I would have been in Australia. Like
Australia.
Hi, buddy. Maybe like in some chances I would have been in Australia and we would have not been doing this podcast, guys.
Yeah, bro.
So go follow us.
Love that. Okay.
So, nothing. Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about something serious, or I thought was, like something happened in Australia.
So my dad has a good friend group in Australia still. Yeah. Like one of the best friends. They still talk on phone. Like one of the Sadiangu Snapchat. On WhatsApp though.
WhatsApp's underrated too, bro.
Okay, if we make something at home, like pizza, like homemade pizza,
they send a picture.
I'm sending a snap to my friends. Like, oh, khan laga, main to hi nahi khana pakayo. My dad's like, India, minu bhi page lande.
Yo, that's what's up, bro.
Because my dad's young, man. He's like 40.
Yeah. Your dad's young, yo. But like, okay, next thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about something that's like, actually no, cut this part. Hold up.
Ooh.
I'm gonna keep that in there. Okay. Recently, right? I went to the South Asian Heritage Night in Calgary Flames game. Right, okay. Like there. So NHL's doing this thing where they're like celebrating.
When there was a Punjabi O Canada. Or something?
No, I don't remember that.
There was a Punjabi O Canada in Toronto though.
Oh, in Toronto. No, I'm talking about Winnipeg.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so the NHL is doing like South Asian like heritage nights like all
Mini
throughout
Punjab.
Yeah, like all throughout the NHL, right? And I went to the game in Calgary and it was a good time. The game was good. Calgary won, right? It was a really good game. Yeah, Calgary won.
I don't watch hockey, guys. Don't come for me, buddy.
It was against LA Kings? Yeah. I think they won. Yeah.
All I know is Oilers in the finals.
Yeah.
Cup jitna Oilers ne matlab Vancouver ta bahar hogi.
All right. But like, let me
sorry Canucks fans.
No, fuck the Canucks. Yeah.
No.
So it was like we went there. The only thing I remember from that night, like vividly, right? When they introduced the Calgary mayor, I've never heard so many boos in my life, bro.
Oh yeah, I've seen that on Instagram.
Yeah, I was there
on TikTok. I was like, boo.
Bro, it was everyone. So as soon as they said, "Oh, introduce one of the special guests, Jyoti Gonde." As soon as they said the name, there was booze, bro.
I've seen that.
Man, it was a good. Okay, I respect the NHL for doing this, like South Asian culture, like Bob Jarre, right? And people still don't realize that, like, what South Asians are, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
The only hockey game I've seen was the what's it called? The Crowchild Classic.
Oh yeah, MRU. Shout out MRU, bro.
That's it, man.
Shout out MRU. Fuck UC. UFC sucks my. I'm gonna clip that shit.
Cougars.
What the fuck were you doing? What the fuck? Yo, by the way, I've never seen Monarch do this shit, bro. Oh my god, bro. Okay. Okay.
Fuck Niners, because I'm in the rugby team, and we have...
Oh yeah, Monarch plays rugby. Dushmani. Talk about that.
Rugby, man, rugby's fun. Rugby actually helped me a lot.
Yeah, I used to play rugby. I used to play the pussy version of that football.
Rugby is a great game. Like, mere ghar dene roke da, like tenu satt lag jani hai da.
Lagi da hai ye sare.
Phir bhi khedya. I played after that too.
Yeah.
The rugby is a fun game. I have a lot of white friends because of rugby.
Yeah. Yo, imagine this guy right here. Imagine he's running at you, a 6'3" Singh, right?
With
he's strong.
I have like a man bun or braids on.
Yeah. Imagine he's strong as fuck too. Not as strong as me.
Almost as strong as me. Yeah, your uncle, buddy.
Imagine this guy running at you full speed, bro. Like, do you guys measure your? Do you guys measure your stats? Like your running, like speed and everything? No. Oh, they don't do that?
I mean, you can do that, but...
Oh, I guess they don't have the facilities as regular teams.
We do. Like, we have everything. Things is, like, rugby is a club sport. It's not a sport.
It's not a U sport, right? Like it's like a club.
Shout out to MRU Rugby. Up to you.
I swear to God, you have ADHD just as much as I do.
It's a club sport, so we fund our own things mostly, like if you want to go to BC to play or something else. If you go to clubs like, oh, I'm going to join Irish Rugby, so shout out Irish too.
No one's going to know what you're talking about right now, but keep going.
They don't know, but they should.
Yeah.
So one of my friends, he's like captain of Team Alberta.
Yeah.
He's like the captain.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. He's been playing for 13 years. He's as old as you. And I.
Oh, really? What's his name?
Jack, you don't know.
Oh, Chagura. I knew someone on Team Alberta. He went to high school with me.
Nobody. He's like 23. Like, he spent half of his life in
probably the same year.
No. Okay. So after high school, he went to like Scotland to play.
Oh shit! So he's like serious about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge down there too in Europe. Yeah. Rugby's huge.
Everything's huge. They have cricket. They have football. They have rugby. They have basketball.
You know what I think? You know what I think about like Canada? Is that, like, there's so much shit that people are just, so much shit's going on. They don't have time to pay attention to more than one sport.
I mean, man, you know what I mean? Everything's big in Canada. Like, we have leagues for everything. Basketball.
Yeah.
You guys have local leagues, city leagues, and everything. Cricket, you have local leagues. Team Canada's jersey is Team Punjab's jersey. IPL Punjab Kings, man. Mini Punjab.
I have no idea what you're saying.
No. If you see Team Canada's jersey,
yeah,
I guess, like, red and golden.
Yeah.
And if you go to IPL, like, which is, like, the NBA of India, Indian cricket.
Yeah.
IPL,
yeah,
like Punjab Kings jersey,
yeah,
is like the same jersey.
Cha. I just clocked this. You know, like, white people, when they're like mocking you or like about India and stuff, they'll be like, "Oh, what are you gonna go play cricket?" Like, dumbass, you don't realize that
cricket is a white people sport.
Yeah, they made.
We just took over.
Fuck, man.
That's the thing.
Yeah, bro, and just like we're taking over your jobs, but fuck you guys.
Reverse colonization,
like, as reverse colonization. Yo, no hate to white people, but I love white people.
This is gonna get cancelled
in our first episode. We're gonna get cancelled.
Don't worry. I have white friends, but I love my white friends. In a good way.
Okay, let's move on, bro. Let's move on. Okay, as I was talking about Jyoti Gandhik, let's circle back to that. One thing I want to talk about with you is I want to get your like opinion on this, because you have a younger brother right now, right?
Yeah.
Right, your younger brother, how old is he?
He's like 11.
11, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what they're doing in like North America with the education system? It's becoming very like inclusive with like okay, I don't have any problem against LGBTQ.
I don't, right? Like, but I don't have a problem with you guys, but if you guys are gonna come to my brother's school and be like, "Oh, you should be gay," no.
No, that's what I was talking about, right? Yeah. Okay, I don't know where this was. Like, sorry, like, if I don't have the straight facts.
Don't know about you guys.
We don't.
I don't like, it's not even I dislike you guys, I just don't.
I don't care, you don't care, right?
I don't care.
Okay.
You guys want to do something, do it.
Yeah, like, as I was saying.
Have you seen the gay thing?
Okay, we're going to get into this later. We're going to talk about this episode. Let me talk about this. Like, okay, yeah. Excited, okay. Chill. By the ADHD, buddy, I've never been this quiet in a podcast. One thing that's happening in North America, I don't know if this is in Canada, I think it was in Ontario, I'm not sure, right? They're getting drag queens to come read stories to like grade threes, like grade
oh four. Yeah, I've seen that.
What's your thoughts on that?
No, man. Like, okay,
what's your thoughts?
Okay, nothing against you guys. I don't want to get cancelled. Nothing.
We're going to get cancelled.
If you guys are something, anything, I'm not
judging you guys. Oh, that's wild, bro. Don't say
that. I'm not judging you guys, buddy. But if you guys are going to come to my brother's school, my cousin's school. I have cousins. I have smaller, like younger cousins. I have a niece, but she's an idiot now. So she's just...
No,
she's
but like, this what were you saying? Like,
I don't want you guys to come and tell my brothers and sisters... Oh, you should be this. No.
I don't think... Okay, that's the thing. I don't think they're telling them they should be that. I think that they're saying is like, just, hey, we exist. But I feel like that they should discover that naturally and it shouldn't be forced on them. That's my opinion. Yeah.
And like, states. States. Some teachers are like, oh, you should be...
What are your pronouns?
Yeah, what are your... Buddy, his he, him. Okay, there are three pronouns. He, him. She, her.
Mentally ill?
They, them.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. You're still here. Yeah,
but it's okay. Koina,
are you sure?
Okay,
you wanna keep that in?
No.
Okay, you don't wanna keep that in?
We'll okay, so it. I get it. There are some transgender people, like who have like the chromosomal, like biological things.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah,
but in no sense,
I'm
a F-16 fighter jet.
My thing is, I feel like kids should discover this stuff naturally.
Yeah, right? Someone is,
like, well, by now we already discovered that you're the outrageous one in this duo. I'm gonna circle it back.
Like, if you guys see him in journal, like in public, I'm.
Oh, he's the most quietest person ever. This is where he can like express himself. Okay, मेरी का ले है ना कि if you see. I feel like kids should discover stuff like this naturally, right? Yeah. And I'm saying this why? Because kids have a tendency to have their brains molded in a specific way. And when they're young, especially, right?
Yeah.
If someone comes up to someone, right? Like, hey, this is what it is to be gay. If you feel like this, blah, 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 come out. Okay, my problem with that is if you're telling this to a grade 3 kid, a grade 4 kid, grade 5 kid. Like, bro,
5 year old.
You know how easily you can manipulate little kids? Bro, if I go up to my niece and I'd be like, hey, here's a chocolate, right? But you have to do this.
She'll do it.
Right? Like, don't tell anyone I'm leaving, here's a chocolate, right? Like, stuff like that. Right? That's the thing. But they're so easily manipulated that if you're going to tell them, like, if you're going to expose them to new ideas, obviously they're going to think about it and they're going to keep thinking about it and they're going to tell everyone about it, right? Yeah. What if that kid... in the timeline, they're not supposed to be gay, but they turn out to be gay. And I know people are going to say, hey, what's wrong with being gay? There's nothing wrong with being gay. Let people realize what they want to realize by themselves.
By themselves.
Don't force people to do shit, right? That's
okay,
simple as that. Don't people force shit.
There's a
simple... Pardon, no, man.
Chappal.
Chappal hai hi.
Flying chappal. Solves everything.
Punjabi jund kaya. Or nita goriya jade. Or rent kar de. Or kush kya da.
Chappals. Chappals aapko sahi kar deti
hai. Haan, sahi ga la aise.
A flying chappal can solve everything.
Yo, flying chappal. Yo, chappal are so underrated, bro.
Flying crocs.
Yo, tera rai ki hun bachche nu kutna chahida ki nahi?
I mean, man, maada mota chalda.
Maada mota
chalda. Main bhi khati hai.
Jeda main nahi khanda, main bada bigde aada si.
Main bhi khati hai, na? Main bhi khati hai kutte. ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਇੱਧਰੋਂ ਉੱਧਰੋਂ ਖਾਧੀ ਆ ਮਾੜਾ ਮੋਟਾ ਤਾਂ ਚੱਲਦਾ ਆ ਸੋ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕਲਚਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਚੱਲਦਾ ਆ
So yeah, Punjabi people, like, we hit our kids. Like, I don't have kids. I don't hit kids, so don't come after me.
Soon. Like,
I'm not that old. I'm not that fucking old. Okay. But, like, Jaywon, I feel like, even, okay, Gore, they spank their kids. Right? That happens.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like if you don't teach, if a kid is not listening to you, if you haven't told them, like...
They need some beating, man.
Okay, that sounded so wrong. We're gonna get cancelled.
Okay, aapa kaat denne ha.
No, we're gonna keep that in. Fuck it.
DRS. Time out.
Okay.
By the way, Mavs in 4.
Fuck the Mavs.
Oh, man. Luka.
What's the series right now? I should know this. Why don't I know this?
Buddy, it starts, like, on 6th.
I just want to show you guys my shoe. I totally didn't just take off my shoe. That's going to be the starting. Is it beep? Welcome, everybody. No, I'm joking. Right now, I can't put this shit on, bro. Alright. Okay.
Alright, man.
Like, okay. Let's talk about the Sangha. Let's talk about the Sangha, bro.
Which one's it?
Oh, the Sangha. The Sangha, bro.
Okay, man. So... I don't want to say anything to you, buddy.
Wait. We'll put the video in first. We'll tell everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so he's pretty famous. So everyone knows him. It's not like I'm bringing him out of the dirt. Like, you have probably seen his video.
Oh, he's twerking and shit?
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, man. All I want to say is if you want to be gay, be gay.
Sangha
na okay, teri daadi bhi, you have a full daada, but ekon, it looks like you have trimmed it.
He has makeup on, dog.
You have makeup on, then you have done thing to your, like, you're pretending to be a full saint, but you're not a saint. I'm pretty sure gayness is not allowed in Sikhism.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Because there's so many things that people are going to say to argue this. Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Yeah. You have your. I'm going to play devil's advocate, okay?
Okay, chalo.
Because I think we have to do that. Because otherwise we're going to upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay. Sikhi says that they're accepting of everyone.
Yeah, but okay, accepting of everyone means pure heart, pure will.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be accepted by Sikhi, you should have a pure heart. Now, there's a black guy, no racism, black guy, Russell Singh Khalsa. He's a Sikh.
That's a sick name, bro.
Russell Singh Khalsa, man, sick name.
Okay, sorry, continue.
So he's accepted by Sikhism. He wears a damala, he's a big beard and everything. He's a pure heart.
Yeah.
I feel like if you are gay, you don't have a Nothing against Guinness, man.
So that's my thing, right? So
like the things he does on. Okay, it's not. I'm not saying like if you're gay, then you're not a good guy. Like I know a guy who is gay. He's not my friend, but I know him.
So you're saying it's not tolerated by Sikhi?
But no, the things he does on Instagram is not
tolerated. Okay, yeah. So okay, is it? But the question is, it okay to be?
No.
It's not.
No.
In Sikhi?
No.
Okay, but what about and the stuff? Definitely then.
Okay, if I'm wrong, a pure thing. Nihang Singh can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, and if anyone doesn't know what Nihang Singh are, you wanna...
Nihang Singhs are full baptized Singh who have a big beard unlike me.
Yeah.
And most of the time they don't wear this type of turban. They wear like a round turban.
Yeah.
The mala.
Yeah.
And they have their full...
They're bala. Like, they're bala
means like everything on. They have their different... Kachara means a... big underwear, like a shorts, like shorts. Then they have their kirpan, like their weapon, and their comp.
They're like a warriors of our religion.
Warriors,
right? Like, I don't know.
They're like full baptized things.
I don't know if a different religion has, like, anything.
Full baptized people.
Like, full baptized, right?
There are baptized people.
No, I mean, but like, the warriors.
Thing is, just, like, Sikhism is like a warrior religion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our guru said even, you should have your weapons on.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we have the kirpan, right?
Kirpan,
and
yeah.
That's what white people don't realize is just like, it's a part of our religion. You can't just like, we can't just take it off. Obviously, I don't have one. I'm not like,
baptized. If I'm baptized, then I need to have my kirpan.
Yeah, 100%. But okay, going back to that guy. Tell me more, bro. I just want to hear what you want to say,
man. I just want to say, if you want to be gay, just don't be a singer. Like, don't be a...
Are you saying like, don't disrespect the religion?
Like... What I see on his Instagram, if you go on his Instagram, he's disrespecting Sikhism.
Yeah.
This might upset more people.
See, I'm a Sangha, right?
Like the girls and everyone, but man.
Yeah, no, like listen, okay, like I'm horn, maybe Sikha, but I'm Sikhi, but like we can't dance.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, right? Okay, like I feel like I'm disrespecting Sikhi too, but horn jama nach raha, right? I'm not doing it in a very explicit, like, In a ganda way. I mean, Pangra, bro. Pangra is like a part of our culture, and it's like Pangra ko start hoya si jo Vaisakhi aundi si na when the harvest, like people got so happy, just started connecting.
Enjoying to baad Pangra just got big.
Yeah,
I don't. Pangra is not. Main bhi karta si pehle. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah,
I used to do it. Main itthe bhi class aa lagi main India bhi sikhya, like my coach was very big.
Yeah,
unhone Pammi bhai ne Pangra paya si and everything. Shout out to him. He died though. Rest in peace.
Oh, I thought you said shout out Pammi bhai. Oh, my bad.
Shout out to Pammi bhai.
Shout out Pammi bhai.
OG, man.
Shout out.
Shishi.
Okay, no. My thing, okay, so Pangra, my local old dad, Pangra start hoya when, back in the day, like when Punjabi people, apne Punjabi log farmers hunde si, jatte jo farming karde si, jo harvest hundi si, right? It was their way of connecting to God, right? Like they used to dance, they used
just
to be happy.
Enjoy karde si.
Yeah, enjoy karde si. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're gonna go and twerk, dog.
Buddy, just. Man, you're disrespecting the pug on your head. Same like Naseeb.
I like how you brought that in. So it's Naseeb. No, I'm not going to say anything.
No.
Fuck it, we need the controversy. Naseeb is gay. Okay. Oh my God, bro. Okay. Another thing I want to talk to you about.
What?
This is like completely off topic. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I do.
You believe in ghosts? Okay, I don't know how I feel about ghosts because I'm a very superstition person, right? Like, I'm very superstitious.
Yeah,
I can see. Right? I think something's gonna something bad's gonna happen, so I go a different way. Like
that's my pooa.
Like if I'm in Calgary, right? If I'm in the Northeast, if someone like
then you go on the other side of
Tony. Dog, I literally go on the other side and then I come back around, right? And I'll be on my phone. Mama kali billi ra kattegi kuch hunda ta nahi. Like I'm that type
of guy. Okay, so me.
Yeah.
My family used to be superstitious, not my dad.
Yeah.
I'm not superstitious. Like,
superstitious.
Sure.
No, no, we're going to keep that in. Superstitious.
I'm not superstitious. So, energy judge, I believe in God. But I do believe in God. Like, there is someone up there. There's some energy up there.
Yeah.
And what I believe is science.
Unless we're in a simulation. Wait, sorry, continue.
Who knows, man? Who knows, man? Okay. Simulation?
Yeah.
I used to go to Gould's.
Yeah.
And one, like, my normal time was, like, around 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Once I went at 2 p.m.,
yeah,
there were the same people in there.
Yo, that's happened to me so many times. Oh, my God. Okay,
like,
you know?
Same uncle who used to say hi to me every day. He's like, kidda pote?
See, that's the thing. Okay, you know what happened to me once? I swear to God, this happened to me at least four different times, right? I don't know what it is with cows. When I'm driving down to work, right? I'm not going to expose like where we work and stuff, right? Yeah. But it's like a long way, right? Like, yeah, dura, like 1.5, 2 hours, right? Yeah. I don't know if I'm tired. I wasn't tired, bro. I had so much coffee in my system. Like, I was chilling.
You were caffeine I'm driving. Overloaded.
Dude, I'm driving, right? I'm driving. You know how, I don't know if you've experienced this, shit glitches.
Oh, yeah. I've
you know what I mean? Like, shit glitches, right? It's always fucking cows for me. I don't know what it is, bro. Oh, theory. You know how they have cows and like aliens all the time?
Oh my god, buddy.
Cows are aliens, bro.
No.
No. Okay, sorry. But it's always
aliens,
cows.
Aliens will just keep it for some other day.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna. This is a long episode so far. Yeah. Okay, but cows, right? Like, it's always cows for me. Like, you've experienced that too, right? Something just glitches. Like, yeah, it looks just, like something just shifts in your vision.
I've seen that, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I just feel like it's my eyes. Things just.
See, simulation, I feel like sometimes I dead ass feel like we're in a simulation.
Pretty,
but other times I'm like, I don't know.
Ghost is like, so my theory about ghost is not my theory, though, someone else's theory. I just read it.
Wait, we'll get into that. I want to talk about simulation theory first. We'll get into that. Keep that. Okay. For simulation theory, what do you think, that we're in a simulation as if like it's like GTA style, like someone's playing us, like we're just NPCs, like that? Yeah. Or do you feel like we're sleeping?
Matrix.
Like, it's a Matrix entry. What do you think?
I don't know, man. Anything can happen.
I just feel like it's random and computers just running us. We're just all NPCs doing that shit.
I just feel weird sometimes about this.
Right? Like, it just feels like, okay, I follow a religion, but for what? Sometimes I get that deep. Like, obviously, I believe in God. Sometimes I get that deep. Like, okay, I don't know if you guys feel like this, but, like, sometimes I'll be sitting, right? What if nothing matters?
Yeah.
Right? What if this is all fake? What if this is a simulation? Yeah. And at the end of the day, God forbid, right? I'm superstitious. God forbid, something happens, right? Where do I go? Like, my religion says I'm reincarnated, right? My religion says we're reincarnated, right?
Until you become a full thing. So,
until you perfect, like, yeah, you're to be human, right?
It's like you become a full Nihang
Singh. Yeah, yeah.
You just give up on everything.
Yeah. Okay. That's my thing, right? And then, but other times I'm like, no, it can't be like that. Because why would someone just create us just for us? Like, is it for their own enjoyment? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, man. God. Shit's getting God deep, bro. And the simulation thing is very, very deep.
Yeah.
Like,
let's keep it for next.
Yeah, it's very deep, buddy. Next episode.
Okay. Okay.
Ghosts. Ghosts.
This is so unstructured. I love it.
The thing with ghosts is, okay, so my water bottle. Just think this is a big cell.
Yeah.
Like a power cell.
Yeah.
If you just charge it.
Yeah.
If there's charge in there.
Yeah.
Positive comes here.
Negative comes out.
Positive comes here.
Yeah,
negative comes here. If there's a positive energy up there, like God, Rab hai gaat.
Huh.
If there's a Rab energy, positive energy. Yeah. There's a negative energy too. I'm not saying it's ghosts everywhere. Like har paas hai, but there's a demon.
Hmm.
At least our demon. If there's our God, there's our demon.
And I feel like that's just our temptations.
I mean, man, I don't know about every religion.
Yeah.
I won't say, like, I'm a perfectionist.
For us, it's probably just temptations. Like, we have temptations. Someone's giving us temptations, and we have to fight against that. And I know it's the same with Christianity, because I listen to, like, a lot of Jump and Jump podcasts.
Christianity, the thing with Christianity is,
yeah,
what they said was, like, God had angels.
Yeah.
And one of their angels...
Turned bad. Yeah. But they also have...
King of hell.
But they also have, like, don't they also have, like, negative energies too?
Yeah, they do.
Like, it's just not demons. Like, he turned, like, that's a devil. Like, one of the angels turned into,
like,
the devil.
He turned into, like, the king of
devils. Everything I know about Christianity is from Jumper's Jump podcast. Bro, shout out Jumper's Jump, right?
I know it because TikTok. I was in a Christian school in India, convent school, you guys know it.
I just know it because
of
that.
Full Christian school, we were in there, some ghost stories from there, but I don't know.
Oh, wait, okay, we'll talk about that. But, like, yeah, I just know it from them and then the show Lucifer. Okay, what happened? Like, talk about some ghost stories. Like,
so, back in India, I don't know, man, I was in grade 7.
Yeah.
But, so what they said was, there was this girl
who
committed suicide. She was a scholar.
Yeah.
Like, full scholar.
Yeah.
But she committed suicide in her, like, I think grade 11, grade 12. Yeah. My school was till grade 12.
Yeah.
So she committed suicide or something. I don't remember. I don't remember the full story. Is it recording?
Imagine if it's just stop. Fuck Naseeb. No, okay. Talk about that. Just keep talking about that.
What?
Just kuch bhi Naseeb bare keh de jo tu bolna.
Okay, main Naseeb bare da pa record kar liya do.
Nahi, eh, recording te nahi hona hai. Eh ta bas apan TikTok li use karna.
TikTok li. Naseeb buddy. Man, if you wanna do the religion thing, jab karni hai na, just be a full Singh first.
Yeah.
Be a full Nihang Singh.
Yeah.
Because I don't
fuck you, Naseeb.
No, I don't listen to anyone who's not a full Singh. Like, if a Nihang Singh comes to me and gives me advice,
yeah,
about me being not a full Singh, and he says ki tu aa galat karda, tu wo galat karda, I keep it.
Yeah.
Like, I take it.
Huh.
Like, if just a random guy who doesn't follow Sikhi fully,
yeah,
comes up be like, oh, bhai, tu aida nahi kita, oh, yeah, tu ye nahi kita. I'm like,
but
I do more than you. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Oh, I bet you he drinks.
Ooh. Naseeb, he looks like a nashedi, man.
Yeah, 100%. He does some shit, bro. But okay. What about his video? He's like, jo main panthali kita, mainu pata,
ki kita panthali.
Ki kita, haan, das saal ho gaye.
I have never,
what'd you do, bro?
I've not seen anything he did.
Bro, I'm not joking. I haven't seen a video, like, sure, maybe he can say Diljit, like, controversy, like, maybe he can, like, bring some shit up, like, Diljit only goes to Gurdwara for, like, fame and shit. Tu das saal tu ek video nahi aayi teri Gurdwara.
Okay, Gurdwara di video, I wouldn't say. Okay. Because videos are not allowed in Gurdwara. Diljit di koi baat bun jaanti because he's, like, matlab more ke, famous.
Okay, yeah.
But, I wouldn't bring this topic.
That's another thing, he's not fucking
up.
Famous. Yeah. He's just doing
if
this
you,
for fame.
If you want fame,
yeah,
just do work, buddy.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I've seen so many artists who were not famous back in, like, 2018, 2019, 2020, like, COVID times.
Yeah.
Now they're big.
Yeah.
Nawan Sandhu Teji Panu.
Teji Panu.
Same thing, buddy.
Teji. Oh, he's thing. Getting clipped.
Same thing, buddy.
But yeah, bro, I know what you mean. Okay. My other issue.
I love Nawan Sandhu, his style.
Yeah, shout out Nawan Sandhu.
He's sexy.
Yeah. Fuck you, Naseeb. Yo, so many people are gonna hate us for what we said.
Nobody's gonna hate us for saying shit to Naseeb.
Yeah, fuck you, Naseeb.
Like,
fuck you, Naseeb.
Saying things to that Singh who's gay.
Hey, Naseeb.
Hello,
fuck
buddy.
You. Fuck you. Why khalsa?
Why khalsa? Okay, I'm not bringing my inner babu out. Mereko end kar diya gaya.
If anyone doesn't know, Manik's phone stopped working because this motherfucker has so many videos.
No, it's games, man.
Selfies.
No, it's games.
Selfies.
Manik,
you're the guy that has a picture of himself as his homepage, bro. You have selfies.
It's on Snapchat, though. It's not on my phone camera roll. It's on Snapchat. No filters, though. No filters. Just weird filters. Like the quack quack filter. If nobody knows what the quack quack filter is. Okay, so my inner babu is not out, guys, because I don't have my goal pronoun.
Babu ban jana tu.
Tomorrow, like, agle episode, there will be goal pronoun manak.
Yeah.
You guys will probably see.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We had some technical difficulties, so you guys probably won't see too much of Monica in terms of video. This guy takes too many selfies. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, man. And if you could please do us a big favor and download this episode. If you can please like this episode, share this episode, it would be greatly appreciated. And you know what? Brown Boys out.
Brown Boys out, buddy.
Okay, peace.
Woo!
Peace.
Woo!
Play the outro.